Classics, Maths, Topic, Integers. Now here we will discuss about various properties of whole number. The first property being the cumulative property of addition. Turn to page number 36 in your textbooks. Cumulative property of addition means the sum of the two numbers is the same, like 14 plus 82 or 82 plus 14. The answer is the same, that is 96. The next property is on page number 39 in your textbooks and is called associative property of addition, which means the sum of any three numbers remains the same irrespective of order in which they are grouped. The third property is on page number 40, which is called property of zero, which means the sum of any whole number and zero is equal to the given number, which means 0 plus 3 or 3 plus 0. The answer remains the same. Now girls, move on to the next property in page number 42, which is called the closure property of multiplication, which means the product of two whole number is a whole number. Now we move on to the next property, which is called the property of multiplication. In this, children, it means the product of any given whole number and one is equal to the given whole number. Example, 1 into 17 or 17 into 1. The answer is the same, that is 17. Look at page number 44. We will discuss about other properties of whole number, that is called the multiplicative property of zero, which means the product of any given whole number and zero is always zero. Example, 3 into 0 or 0 into 3, the answer remains the same. Here ends the topic.